From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew aimed toward the Bahamas after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed in Haiti and in neighboring Dominican Republic. The Haitian government has not yet been fully able to assess the damage because most of the affected areas have been cut off. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calls Matthew extremely dangerous and predicts it will remain a powerful storm at least through Thursday. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has unofficially been elected the next UN Secretary General. He is expected to officially be given that job soon, perhaps Thursday. Following a decisive round of voting Wednesday in the UN Security Council, the veteran politician and diplomat won with 13 votes in his favor, no objections, and 2 votes of no opinion. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. The Syrian government and its Russian ally have come under strong criticism for recent attacks on the city since launching an offensive last month to capture the whole city. Italy's Coast Guard says nearly 11,000 people have been rescued in the past 2 days in the Mediterranean Sea off North Africa. 50 people have been found dead. Migrants were rescued Tuesday from 33 boats, including 27 rubber dinghies and 1 wooden boat. The Coast Guard said new rescue operations were underway on Wednesday, but considerably fewer than the 2 previous days. The vast majority of refugees come from Africa, including Nigeria, Eritrea, Guinea, Gambia, and Somalia. This is VOA News.